Hey guys, it's your girl Sweetie, and you're listening to Sweet Talk.
And this is Scan.
And this is Little Bit.
And today's paraphilia of the week is capnolagnia, which is the erotic interest in smoking. So, like, I guess being attracted to smoking? I don't know. It's kind of weird.
That is a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so they're attracted to smoking, you said?
I don't know if they're attracted to someone smoking or if it's them smoking, like they get sexually aroused by that. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so sexual attraction to smoking.
Maybe they get the attraction like... You know, just like how they used to use certain type of models for cigarette commercials.
That's possible.
Do you know what I mean? And they show them like smoking a cigarette and the smoke coming out of their mouth. They're attracted to the fact that it's made sexual. I mean, I'm just trying to make sense of it. You know, who knows?
It's the sexual fetish based on the pulmonary consumption of tobacco.
Oh, never mind. I was completely fucking wrong. I was completely fucking wrong. Ain't that something? That's, okay.
I don't know.
So actually to the thing that's killing you. Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha. All that rat poisoning. Okay.
To each his own, you know? I'm not here to judge you and your weird fetishes.
Yeah.
All right, Scan, what's the sexual position of the week?
All right. So... You know, this is not even like, in my opinion, I don't know if people are just expecting like full all out intercourse positions, but I thought I'd change it up a little bit and just kind of focus back on us ladies. And I went ahead and picked out riding high, which is actually just the good old fashioned just riding of the male's face.
Yes.
Yeah, the good old fashioned, let me take a seat as you lay there and do your business. But no, really, how it's really described is it says that when you feel ready, you kneel over your partner's face and you support your own weight. Then you allow them to grab your bum, you like how they said your bum, and guide you as they go ahead and eat all the birthday cake. And that's referred to as riding high.
Okay.
As according to this list of sexual positions. But yeah, you know, just a good old fashioned, you know, taste session. It's always nice to have a little moment where you can feel in control, ladies, even though they're kind of directing it. But at that same time, it's all you.
I love it.
Yeah. Good stuff. And that's the sex position of the week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very welcome.
Hi, a little bit. What's that sexual compatibility of the week looking like?
All righty. I think I was doing Leo. Let's do Leo.
All right.
Leo, for those who don't know, July 23rd to August 22nd. The self-mythologizing,
Mythology?
No. Mythologizing. Right.
Yeah, mythology. That is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Basically, Leo wants to be a star and is as dramatic and badass in life. The lion craves recognition and an audience. And if you keep applauding them, they'll keep satisfying you. They want to be stroked literally and physically. These natural born lovers are exceptionally sexual, inventive, and devoted. They don't take no for an answer, so why bother? Give in and let them put on a one Leo show just for you. Sexually compatible signs, Aries, Sagittarius, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Their turn-ons, endless flattery, tell magnetic Leo they are gorgeous, witty, and fabulous in bed. Their libido will skyrocket, and you'll reap the significant benefits. Turnoffs, bossiness. The Leo must be in charge or at least think that they're in charge. So if you value your peace of mind, You won't try to tell your Leo what to do. And that is the zodiac compatibility of the week.
Told you I never liked a damn Leo.
From the Leos I know, that is completely accurate.
Right on point. I'm good. This is gonna be the thing. Everybody's gonna know me as the person who does not like Leos. I'm sorry. I just, you know, y'all can be lovely. I just keep my space.
Just keep my space.
Yeah.
Okay, so today's topic is going to be 40 totally hot sex games you can play in the bedroom. So yeah, the first one is try a yes, no, maybe list. This can be a great activity to do with your partner to casually but effectively introduce and get a feel for new kinks you each might like to experiment with. Babeland has a version that you can pull up on each of your phones and print out for free. So basically like a bucket list of sorts.
Yeah. Hmm. A yes, no game.
Yeah.
So what are you yes and knowing to?
They give you a list of different things you can do in the bedroom and you both mark off yes or no, or maybe.
Like
whichever ones that you both say yes to, you do.
Like as if you go ahead.
I would try it.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty vanilla game. Like that's not something crazy.
I feel like that's more of like a getting to know you. Like where you're like
sexually. Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so number two is start a sexual fantasy jar. It says you and your partner write different fun sex acts you'd like to try with each other on separate slips of paper and fold it and put it into a jar. And then you aim to fill the jar with 30 of each of your fantasies and then pull one out day by day or just go with the flow and do as many as you can think of.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Shit.
I like that.
I would like.
What'd you
that
say?
One I think that one's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a good way to have your partner also be able to speak more about what they'd like to try if they typically probably wouldn't even talk about it. That'd be a fun way to do it.
Right. And it can kind of be anonymous if you type it instead of writing it.
Right. But you know what? If it's only between the both of them,
yeah, then it's probably anonymous.
It doesn't matter. Yeah,
people can be like, "I didn't write that shit." I didn't write that shit.
But it could, like I, if I knew my friends had that, like I would totally put something in it.
Yes, that is you. Yes, that is completely you.
You would definitely do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's cool too. And that's like a way to talk about something that you're kind of nervous to say out loud. You can write it down and you guys read it together. And then that'll spark up conversation about different things.
You could turn it into a really fun date night. You know, you guys just get some takeout, you know, get some wine or some liquor and do whatever you do, chill out, spend some time. Then you're going to be all nice and giddy and laughing. And then when y'all start pulling them little secrets of shit that y'all want to try out, that sounds like a ton of fun. I think I really want to try that my damn self.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a game that's going to go in my repertoire. All right, so number three is pick your fate. Grab two bowls, 20 small foldable slips of paper, pen, and dice. You each write down 10 things, and they don't necessarily have to be sexy things either, that you want to do to your partner and fold and put it in the jar. You then throw the dice and whoever gets the bigger number wins. The loser has to pick from the paper, from the bowl, one of the papers, and they have to do whatever is on paper. From oral sex to doing the dishes. If you think doing the dishes is a mood killer, just wait for the loser's revenge.
Oh.
It says what comes around goes around. There you go. Okay. Okay. That took a turn.
It sure did. That shit took a dark turn right there.
Okay, so number four, blind poker. This game combines strip poker and truth or dare. Interesting. You'll need a set of poker cards and maybe a pen and paper to write your bets down on. To play, pick whatever style of poker you like, but none of the players can look at their cards. The idea is to bet without seeing them. Instead of betting with money, you bet with action. For example, I see your oil massage and I raise you a hand job.
That's funny.
Once the betting is over, players flip their cards and whoever loses has to do all the things that have been said.
Okay.
That's cute. I haven't played poker since we played strip poker in high school. It's funny, we got caught in one of the classrooms playing strip poker, but because I was so good and I was fully dressed, they didn't think I was a part of it. So the people who were half naked had to go to the principal's office.
Did you start it?
Nah, I never started stuff like that. I just knew how to play because I was good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, in my house, we played cards, okay? We still play cards. My mother and father and sisters, we play cards. That's just what we do.
I hear it. I hear you play cards. I hear it.
From spades to poker to 21 to 500 or 5,000. To face 10, to Uno, we play everything. Cards. But okay, so the next one, number five, is read sexy stories to each other. I feel like that's self-explanatory. And I actually, one of my exes, y'all know I'm not really big on people spending the night at my house. So, he used to read to me over the phone. It wasn't sex stories, but I thought it was cute. He would read to me whatever he was reading over the phone, and I would fall asleep because they were usually boring.
That's cute.
It was cute. I thought it was cute when he suggested it. I guess he wanted to feel like he was doing whatever. Anyway, the next one is download the Do You app.
Whoa.
I don't know. Have you and your partner download the free Do You app to future explore your fantasies, discover new kinks, and more you can go through different role-playing scenarios on the app and then try to recreate them in real life with your partner. It's like a choose your own adventure in your relationship.
Really?
I guess this site is promoting this app, but I mean that's stuff you can do without an app.
Sure. I would think. But now I'm interested in what the app looks like.
Check it out and let me know.
Yeah, I'm about to do that.
Okay, so number seven is find the honey. Get a blindfold or a scarf or a tie, whatever works. For your partner, and dip your finger in some honey and dab it on your body in a sexy, unexpected place. And basically, your partner has to explore your body with their mouth looking for the honey.
Oh, I'm definitely trying that one. I am definitely trying this one. And I am the one that's going to lay there, and they got to figure it out. I like that idea.
I'm not a fan of honey, so I'm not licking honey off anybody.
Mm.
But it's a cute game. I would probably use something else.
Chocolate. You can use chocolate, strawberry.
Maple syrup.
Nope. Don't like that either.
Damn. So what you going to use then?
Tequila.
Yes.
Of course they're going to know where to lick that. That's just going to roll right off your body. the chick that
I'm with the tequila. All right. excuse me. Drawing on each other's body. Obviously, you want to skip the permanent markers, but using another body safe marker or even massage candles to write, draw, and explore your partner's body.
Like what?
I don't know. That one's
like,
a little.
What would you write?
I don't like that one. It's kind of whack.
Yeah, what would you write that's actually going to be sexy?
I don't know.
On the body.
I mean, it's just saying you don't have to write messages, you're drawing. So okay. Maybe a heart or a flower, like, I don't know. That's.
See how you even just got weirded out by just saying it?
Yeah, it's whack. Like, it's
she was like, I don't know. Shit, I don't know.
All right. Number 9, the May I game. If you think consent isn't sexy, this game will change your mind. Slow down and explore each other's bodies while asking may I before every touch. Be flirty or bratty to spice things up.
That would get on my nerves.
No, that sounds fun to me too.
Nah, I'd be like, may I? Yeah, can you just do it? Like, stop asking me.
Stop asking me.
And this is exactly what Candy and Scan said when I brought it up before. Mm-hmm. I called it something different. I called it consent play. And they were like, no, that sounds like it'll be annoying. I like that idea though. It kind of builds what do you call? Anticipation.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I feel like if I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna do it in such a way where like maybe you have to ask permission twice, but on the third one you can do something without asking permission.
It'll be like a Mother May I situation.
Until you get to that third question.
Right.
Because on the third question, don't ask me, can you do it? Just do it.
All right, number 10, verbal masturbation.
What?
Right. Verbal masturbation. Sometimes just being more vocal about what's happening can be a huge game changer in the bedroom. Turn mutual masturbation up a notch by describing each other's sensation you're feeling while touching yourself and how you feel watching your partner do the same.
I'm all for the mutual, the whole mutual masturbation thing, but talking about what it, I think that part is what would probably annoy me. I would be annoyed by that part. Now, don't get me wrong, I do like some talking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if I am in some sexual, heated session, some words and exchangement to me is kind of a turn on, it's just a lot of banter that's happening there. But if I'm masturbating, I kind of want to concentrate on that. Now I may be looking at you and doing other things that's seductive, but I feel like that's a little too much talking. That is too much talking.
See, I'm not into the whole mutual masturbation thing. Like, touch me. I'll touch you. Shit. Like, well, I gotta touch myself and you right here. Yeah, I never got that. I was never into that.
I think for me personally, because I had found out a long time ago that I had some weird fetish about catching people masturbating.
Yeah, I heard you talk about this before, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know why, but so for me to have someone like for me, it's the idea of you doing something that you typically would do privately.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's something that you, how you touch yourself, how you have your personal moment privately, even though it still may not even be exactly as if you were by yourself. The idea is what is the turn on for me when I watch it.
Okay.
That's all.
I get it. All right, number 11. Adult truth or dare. For truths, opt for ones that are related to helping you understand your partner better on a sexual level. Like, tell me a sexual fantasy you have, or what's the hottest sex scene you've ever watched. And for dares, they should be easy to do, but you know, a little bit out of your comfort zone. I dare you to give me your best striptease right now. That's an example. But before you do anything, make sure you talk about consent and safe word to stop any dares that feel a little too much out of what's okay for you. Once you do that, the classic sleepover game is about to make you make your adult one so much more fun. So basically, if your partner goes too far, you got to have a safe word so that the person know. I ain't doing that shit. All right, so number 12, stop and start. I already don't like this.
Right.
Just from the title. When you have all the time in the world and zero constraints, sometimes that can make trying new things feel that much more intimidating, ironically. So add some boundaries regarding time. Set a timer on one of your cell phones for a time under 4 minutes. Do your sexual activity, anything from kissing to intercourse, until the timer goes off. Then swap places and have your partner do the same. Again, the game is all about trust and consent, and if you feel safe with the other person, you can really foster some more intimacy. Yeah, I knew I wasn't gonna like it.
Yeah. Not a fan. Sounds like a
lot of directions.
Huh?
Sounds like a lot of directions.
I mean, it's basically we start whatever we're doing, and then the timer goes off in 4 minutes, and then we gotta switch up and do something else. Like, that's whack. Like, if it's working, then why we gotta stop it? Excuse me. Sorry, y'all. My allergies are really killing me right now.
You got the Rona. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. All right. Flirt through foreplay for number 13. There are less outwardly sexual, but the question is, talk, flirt, dare are all about playfully getting to know each other better. And the reviews swear by it. Sometimes the best way to get it on is to make the actual date focus on connecting and just straight up having a lot of laughter. I don't even know what they're trying to say there. That was whack. All right, number 14, try an advent calendar. What's an advent calendar? Anybody know?
Like, you know that calendar that they usually come out with right before Christmas that leads up to the 25 days of Christmas?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who says you need to wait until the holidays? You can find advent calendars for sex toys, or lingerie, and have something new to try every damn day. This is especially great if you can't decide between two vibrators or sheer bras. Why not both? Why not 12? They even have like scratch-offs and coupons that you can find at like cute sex stores.
I did have a game like that at one point.
Like what?
I did. Like where the coupons. Like, oh, okay. You have coupons, and the coupon would say something like, it's like you said, it can be anything, but it's supposed to be sexual, but it's anything. You know, you got to take the trash out, or free pass to a foot massage. Coupon pass to where I just give him some head, but nothing else in return. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I mean? It's just whatever you guys come up with, and you can randomly use these coupons whenever you want. And when they get given to you, you have to redeem them. That's the point of the game. Okay. So no matter what's going on with you, if your significant other passed you this coupon, you got to do it.
I like it. I'm with it.
Cool.
All right, number 15, dabble in beginner bondage. Interested in playing with a blindfold or handcuffs, but have no idea where to start? There are kits for that.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I'm not into the bondage play. I don't like being restrained.
I do.
I'll try it.
I get nervous, like, I don't know. Oh my God, I saw this movie where I forgot the actress's name, but whatever. They her and her husband went on like a getaway because they were having issues in their marriage or whatever. So they went away to like some place in the woods, I guess, to a house. And he tied her up with handcuffs and then had a heart attack.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's something Gary, something, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yo, but he had a heart attack and she sat there and hallucinated until she was able to break free. And she was there for like 2 nights before she actually broke free.
With his dead body.
Right.
Ooh.
And then they had left the front door open, so a fucking dog came in and started eating off of him.
Oh, yeah.
It was disgusting. But things like that cross my mind when I'm fucking, if I get tied up. Like, that's the kind of shit I think about, which is why it freaks me out. Which is one of the reasons why it freaks me out. So I'm not at all into that. And even if I trust you, like, what if you die and I can't get out?
You're funny.
I mean, it's not funny. It's scary. But I mean,
I said you're funny.
I am. I know. I mean, but it scares me. Like, it really does.
I mean, right, we all afraid of something. Huh? That's it. We're all afraid of something. That's your fear.
Yeah, I got. It might be an irrational fear, but it's definitely a fear. All right, number 16. Freeze out. Take turns exploring each other's body with ice. Keep in mind that you should be very gentle with ice. Don't like hammer an ice cube onto their skin. But keep your movements light and teasing. Wait until the ice has sufficiently melted down a bit and your partner is used to the cold sensation before heading to their genital. This not only amps up their desire, it also ensures they won't be getting freezer burn anywhere sensitive. I remember one of my partners, my ex-boyfriend, we were getting into the throes of passion, and he ran into the kitchen and got like an ice pop, and that was awesome. So that's something I'm gonna try. It was great.
Never tried it.
It was nice. I liked it.
Okay.
All right. Number 17, choose your pleasure card game. The choose your pleasure card game. Oh gosh. Choose your pleasure card game. The choose your pleasure card game is a deck of 52 cards with sexual scenarios on each. The deck is split up for his and her challenges and comes with dice so you can randomize prompts, like using a vibrator before or during sex and blindfolding or tying up your boob during foreplay. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Wait, say that again?
Holding cards while I'm trying to have sex. The choose your pleasure card game is a full deck of 52 cards with sexy scenarios on each. The deck is split up for his and her challenges and comes with dice so you can randomize prompts, like using a vibrator before or during sex, or blindfolding or tying up your boo during foreplay.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of that one either. All right, number 18. Huh?
I said me neither.
All right, number 18. Try a sexy board game. The Tease board game is suitable for 2 to 6 players. Okay.
Wait. 2 to 6 players.
Right. Sounds like some group sex about to happen. And is a legit board game meant to highlight sexy fantasies for you and your partners. It's great for swinger couples, but it also works for just you and your significant other. And who knows? Maybe just imagining the idea of swinging with other couples could do it for you.
Did they just promote swinging?
They did. I'm kind of interested in this game now. Like, I'm going to go look it up after this.
Ain't that something? Okay.
All right, okay. Number 19. Huh?
All I said was okay.
All right. Number 19, naked getting to know you. A couple's coach and counselor suggests many of her clients try and play naked get to know you. The purpose is simple. You have to hover your hands lightly over your partner's body without actually touching them. Your mate should be able to feel your body heat through your hands without either of you actually making physical contact. Keep score. Whoever makes a mistake and actually touches the other person is charged a kiss per point. Yeah, I don't like that.
We were all mighty quiet on that one.
Yeah.
She's like,
It reminds me of that that movie 40 Days and 40 Nights, where the guy was challenged to not have sex for 40 days.
Right.
And he was trying to get with a girl and she was ready to have sex and he was just like, nope, can't do it.
Oh.
All right, number 20, monkey see, porn star do.
Wait. Okay,
stay with me here. Pick some feminist porn that makes you feel empowered and horny. Grab your partner and cue it the F up. As you're watching, and you and your partner can pick one sex thing that looks hot that you are down to try. Then give it a go. Maybe you'll find your new go-to position. Or maybe you'll discover you're just not flexible enough to make it work. You won't know unless you try, but use a safe word at any time to stop the action if you're not into it. I thought that's what people use porn for anyway. To see what they could try. I don't know. It's been a while since I've watched porn with a partner, though.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've watched it in general.
No, it hasn't been a while since I watched it. It definitely has
been
with someone else, like to actually like lay down and watch it with another person. I'm not gonna lie, you know what? It's really weird. There's a lot of things that I'm open about and that I'm like so free, but I feel really strange sometimes watching porn with another person.
Really? Like, I don't mind watching it with a partner. I'm not going to watch it with my homegirls, though. Like,
no, what I'm saying, that's what I mean, like a partner. Like, I don't know. It's just always, maybe I just haven't found a person that really made me comfortable in the moment, so I don't feel awkward, but I feel awkward, because it's not like you're really watching a movie for a story here. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, the only other thing you can really do, one of two things, either you're going to watch it and start doing stuff with each other, so you're really not watching it at that point, or you're going to sit there and watch it and talk about the video. See, I haven't happened to talking about the video. It's not going to make it fun anymore unless I'm watching something that I like. But even then, I'm probably going to watch maybe a minute in, and then by that time, I'm like, we should be doing stuff. Like, I want to do stuff now. You know what I mean? Why are we watching this anymore? It makes me just want to do stuff.
I agree. Every time I've watched porn, we never watched the whole thing. Like, we always end up getting into it.
Right. Barely made it. But I'm not going to lie. It's not something that I can honestly say is a go-to. Like, I've never really... I'm more likely to put a regular movie on in the background than a porn. Put it like that.
I've done that, too.
Yeah.
I have yet to see the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith all the way through. I even tried to watch it by myself and fell asleep. It was a mess. Anyway, all right, number 21, tear it up. Your clothes, of course. Ever wanted to have bodice ripping sex, but love all your clothes too much? Buy some super duper cheap tank tops and tell your partner they are free and encouraged to destroy them. Bonus points if they tear them off your body with their teeth. You're never going to wear it again anyway. I mean, that sounds cool for, like, you know, that animalistic type shit.
If that's what you're in the mood for.
Right, right. I mean, it's saying go out and buy cheap clothes so that you can do it. But, yeah, I don't care about that. Like, just, I will take my clothes off myself. Like, I don't need you to do it. If you want to do it, that's fine, but let's just fuck. Like, that's too much. All right, number 22, house party. The rules are simple. No one orgasms until you've boned in every room in the house.
Wow.
That's not going to be easy for me.
That's interesting.
I mean, it sounds fun.
Man, can you imagine trying to do that in my house?
That's a lot of room.
That's a whole, that's three levels of rooms.
Mm-hmm. I like it though.
That might be a good night. Wouldn't be able to walk tomorrow though.
I kind of did that in an apartment. We fucked in every room. But I definitely came in every room. Like.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. And it was over a course of a weekend, not just one day.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number 23, strip Scrabble. Like regular Scrabble, except only spell out dirty words. Every time your partner gets a point, you have to remove an item of clothing and vice versa, because fair is fair.
I think I'd like to play that.
I feel like that's like a nerdy game. I mean, I love Scrabble, don't get me wrong. But I like that. I think it's cute.
Yeah, I think I'd like to play that. That sounds like fun.
All right, number 24, Toy Time Tease. Toy Time Tease. Find a sex toy that feels positive and comfortable. Then plan a visit a week or two before a special occasion like a birthday or anniversary. Peruse the aisles together and pick out one item that you both can't wait to try. Okay. Maybe a vibrator for you or a toy for him or something a little more out there. Bring it home and make a rule that you won't use it until that special occasion. Now enjoy the wait. Think about how good it will feel. Add it to your dirty talk, whatever gets you pumped. It'll be like Christmas morning for everyone when you finally get to unwrap your gift. Yeah, I'm not feeling that either.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Wah, wah. All right, the position challenge. Huh?
They're not all going to be, you know, home runs. They're not all going to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's a list of 40. We're on 25 now. The position challenge. See how many different sexual positions you can fit into a single sex session before you finish. This is a great way to make sex last longer in general, by the way. Every time you set a new record, see if you can top it. You might just discover a new favorite move. Well, every week we give you a sex position a week, so get started. I like that.
I like that too.
All right, number 26, everything but. Stretch your idea of what you consider sex. Try getting busy without any kind of penetration. Concentrate on how kissing feels on different parts of your body. Think about all the ways you can touch each other that don't involve vaginal intercourse, and get that penis plus vagina equals sex headspace out of your mind. It prevents you from exploring other sexual alternatives.
I'm impatient. Again, I don't know that I can do that. I'm impatient, so.
I think I can do that, but not for a long time. Because then it's like, all right, just fuck me, please. Thanks.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right.
All right, number 27 is raunchy retail therapy. Basically, pick a sex shop and buy some lingerie together.
Well, that's simple.
Yeah, I don't think that's a game at all.
Not at all.
28. Triple X marks the spot. It's like a guess that number, but with a spot on your body. Keep one particular body part in mind, then have your partner or your boo. It says boo. I said partner, but it says boo. Then have your boo kiss every part of your head. I mean, every part of you from your head to your toe until they guess the spot correctly. Of course, it's up to you if you want to be honest and tell them they hit the right spot or let them keep guessing.
That sounds boring.
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of like the whole searching for honey thing.
Kind of.
Except, you know, you can't lie and say, no, the honey's not there. All right, 29, do as I say. Make yourself a do-it-yourself dungeon master by whipping out a feather duster to use as a teaser and silk tie to use as restraints to cure your partner in place and tickle them all over until they can't take it anymore.
No, the entirety no, absolutely not.
Of your session, you can use 50 Shades of Grey.
Absolutely not. I'm too ticklish. That will not be enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm not ticklish at all. Either until I can't take it no more.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll pee on myself. No, thank you.
That session would go completely left.
Right.
I mean, unless he likes pee.
Ah. I mean, I guess, but.
Okay. Strip pong.
Wait,
set up your dining room table, pong, like beer pong.
Oh, pong.
Set up your dining room table like beer pong, like a beer pong table, but skip the brew. Arrange 16-ounce plastic cups in a triangle shape at either end of the table and grab some ping pong balls. You'll stand at one end of the table with your guy at the other. Take turns throwing ping pong ball into the cup at the opposite end of the table. When one of you makes it in, the other has to remove that cup and a piece of clothing. The first person to land a ball in all six cups gets to request a sexual favor of their choice.
I guess.
I like that. That's one of those games that could have been played during this quarantine when you're just at home with your partner, bored as fuck.
Right.
All right, so number 31, pick a card, any card. Start with a deck of cards and assign each suit a different meaning, sexy meaning. Heart representing kissing, diamond equal massage, clubs are manual stimulation, and spades signify oral. Take turns picking cards from the stack and treating each other to the sexual move or sexy move you draw. The numbers on the cards represent how long you have to do each action. So if you get a 9 of diamonds, he has to give you a sensual rub down for 9 seconds. If he picks an ace of clubs, you give him 1 second hand job.
Really? 1 second?
I mean, you can make it 1 minute. Yeah, that's kind of whack. Number 32, not so fast. Lie naked in bed and have your significant other stand at the doorway to the bedroom. Test how well they know you by asking them questions about yourself, which can range from sexy, like what's your favorite position, to personal, name your dream vacation spot. For each correct answer, they get to move 1 step closer to you. For each wrong one, they must take a step back. Once your mate correctly answers enough questions to reach the bed, go at it. The teasing aspect will drive your lust up. And they'll also learn new things about you.
That's pretty neat.
Okay.
That's cute. That's another quarantine game, I would say.
Yeah, that's like some cute shit. Yeah, I like that, though. Yeah. I probably wouldn't remember to do it, but I still think it's a cool idea. I think that's a really cute one.
All right, number 33, 7 minutes in heaven. 7 minutes in heaven is a step up from spin the bottle, but now that you are not in braces in your parents' basement, why not make it dirtier? Set the kitchen timer for 7 minutes and then hop in the coat closet together for a torrid quickie. The timer creates a sense of urgency and the small dark space makes it feel like you're doing something forbidden. So hot.
Yeah, now, I am not going to be fucking in no closet when I got a bedroom right there.
Yeah, like, right. I don't want to feel like a kid. Like, I'm good. All right, number 34, reality show. you know how you and your boo watch a show together and you really want your favorite characters to have sex. Make it happen in your bed. Doing a bit of specific role playing involving a character you can't wait to just bone already. And then actually bone in. Perfection.
So basically, no.
I wouldn't even do that shit on no quarantine shit. That's just weird.
Because my favorite songs are like, something, so I'm going out.
I feel like it don't have to be reality show though. Like it could be any show, like a show where you're just like, I wish they would just have sex already.
And then you just, I don't care if it's a reality show or another show. Don't mean I'm gonna like pretend. Like it's weird. I don't know. Somebody really pulled that one out of their ass. That's what I feel like.
You said what?
Somebody really pulled that game out of their ass.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what I'm saying. Continue.
I can't ever like think of a time where I was like, oh, I wish they would just have sex already. Like I've never.
Me neither.
I have, but not with TV. I usually think that when I'm reading books. Because I'm just like, would they just get at it already? All right, number 35. Marco Polo. Classic pool game is about to get hot as hell. The next time you are by yourself in water, close your eyes, then head in the direction of your partner by following the sound of their voice. Once you catch them, pull their bathing suit bottom aside and go at it.
Wait.
They're saying in the pool.
Do we have access to pools right now? I'm not getting in a pool right now. I guess if things were normal.
I mean, it says that you would be by yourself in the pool. So I assume it's somebody with a private pool. I don't know many people with a private pool. I know a couple, but not many. All right, number 36, dare or dare. Play a game of truth or dare with very little truth involved. Dares can include things like talk dirty to me for 20 minutes, kiss me without using your hands to touch any other part of my body, so babe will want to sex him while you're at work at least an hour. It's up to you if you want to keep daring your partner or let them take a turn daring you.
Okay, I might give that a whirl.
Okay. All right, number 37, orgasm race.
Whew. Now, this is going to be funny.
Lie side by side, naked in the bed, and begin pleasuring yourself. Whoever orgasms first gives the other person manual or oral stimulation until they finish, till the finish line, too. The winner gets to request a sexy treat next time. Relationship bonus. Masturbating in front of each other can draw you closer together. It's normally something you do when you're alone, so allowing another person to watch you makes you feel vulnerable, which heightens the intimacy between you. I mean, I'm not into the whole mutual masturbation thing. Like, if you're here, you can just fuck me.
Not to be racing each other.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna come first, like.
Right?
And then I'm not gonna get no dick because now I gotta make you come. Yeah, this is not worth it. I'm not worth it.
Just so many obstacles.
Right, like, yeah, it's not me. Not for me. All right, number 38. The game is called This Is So Wrong. All right. It says, don't risk full-on public sex, but do test the limits of how kinky you can get outside of your house. Try low-key things like hooking up in your friend's bathroom at a house party. Hook up with the door open while your roommate is home. Put your hand on his crotch while you're in a crowded elevator just to give him an idea of what you're going to do later.
Okay.
So I remember this guy I was dating, we went out to eat at Fridays and it was a big game night and we got like at the bar, but we were in like a booth at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so into the game, but I kept rubbing his dick through his pants to the point where he was just like, all right, we got to go. I was like, okay. And then he had to like readjust himself so his shit wasn't like poking out as we were walking out of the restaurant. I thought that was fun. All right, 39, the mirror game. Both of you strip down and sit facing each other on the bed. One of you begins to touch, kiss, or lick different areas of the other's body, and the other person has to simultaneously touch, kiss, or lick the same part in exactly the same way. This is also a great way to show your partner how you like to be touched. And honestly, it's hot as hell.
I would try it.
Yeah. All right, number 40. What'd you say, Scan?
I said, yeah, that is a little different.
Yeah, I like that. All right, number 40. Mystery toy. That sounds a little scary.
Yeah, I know. I don't even like the title of that game.
All right, mystery toy. Blindfold your significant other naked on the bed. And then tease them all over using a series of sexy objects. Caress their downstairs parts with a silky thong or a simple feather. Have them try and guess what you're stroking them with. And don't move on to the next object until they get it right.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, that might be fun.
I like that.
Yeah, because it's, you know, now it's a guessing game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can get to laugh a little bit. Yeah.
I like it. But all right, that was 40. 40 out of 40. Thank you guys for listening. Next week, we should be having a guest. So I'm going to solidify that. And we'll see you guys next week. Definitely check out our sponsor, Bedroom Candy by Vanessa, at www.bkparties.com/8059. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at 3 Sweet Talkers. And you can also listen to us on air Thursdays at 2 at the Culture Play. The Culture Radio at www.theculturalplay.com/sweet talk. Again, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.